Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, my co-host, D-Say.
What's up?
Welcome back, D-Say. And as our special guest pickers, we have the 1899 guys. We got the owners of 1899 back on our show. We got Brian and JM. What's up, gentlemen?
Hello, hello.
Glad to be back. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're excited to have you back. I believe this is Brian's third time on the show. He joined us on the DraftKings earlier this year.
But yeah, how'd that go?
Well, we won again. So I mean, so far I guess I'm 2-0 if you really think about it. But Brian, I brought him along with me to enjoy the wins.
We whooped the boys so bad that they didn't even show up to their own podcast today.
I agree. They're scared, but I found a course for us. We're gonna be able to play for free, and it's a country club, so it's gonna be nice not carrying our bags that time.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm gonna shoot a lot of bad shots. I don't go up and down the course. I go left, right. It's gonna be a journey. Turn it into a 12,000 yard course. But with that being said, let me run down our records real quick, boys. So far, I had a 2-3 week last week. Not so great. That brings me to 36-28-1 on the year. So I'm 56% up 8 units. So I'm still right around that professional betters mark. And I just want to stay there. DSA had a decent week. 3-2 last week brings him a 20-18, 52.6% up 2 units. And our guest pickers total are 18-22, 45% down 40 units. Hopefully you guys can pick that average up. So in first place, it's Mikey, 4-1, my brother, JM, you know him well. Then we got a three-way tie in second. Our guy Keenan, Alexis, and Justin are all at 3-2. Ryan and Dan, the man, they are both tied at fifth at 2-3. Meech last week had a poor week, just going 1-4, unfortunately. And then in the eighth spot, we got my buddy Jake. He went 0-5, unfortunately. So man, the joke on the show is you just got to beat Jake. everyone's got some words for Jake. Do you guys got anything for Jake real quick?
I'd tell Jake to find a new hobby, but I'm just being honest.
That's some great advice. Cool, dude.
I can't say much. I've gone 1-4 in the super contest in NFL last 2 weeks, so I can't say too much, Jake. Yeah.
Ooh, I love the super contest idea. We almost got into one ourselves, but we backed out. How you been doing?
I was on fire, but the last 2 weeks have just killed me. Absolutely killed. It's been such a weird year. I feel like nobody can figure it out.
Oh, it's super weird. I thought I had it figured out for a bit, but man, I've been getting mopped these last 2 weeks too. Literally as of the last 2 weeks. But with all that being said, hopefully you guys do better than Jake. I trust your picks. But before we go into it, we do have an event I want to ask you guys about individually. I want to kind of talk about it. We got Brooksy versus Bryson on next Friday. Do you guys got anything going on at 1899 or what are you guys doing? Just whoever wants to go first. I kind of want to hear about it.
All right. we talked about doing something. I don't think if we have anything official, but feel free to come out. We'll have it. We'll have it live. I think it's a great thing for the game of golf in general, what they're doing with these individual matches. They used to do this back in the early days, like the 60s and 70s. There's a lot of old footage out there with some of the, you know, some of the greats with Hogan and Palmer and Nicklaus. So I think it's cool. I do think that they're working on figuring out a way to better televise it and make it more entertaining. And I'll be honest, I'm not a huge Bryson fan. Just with a lot of his, he's just different. And I don't know. I'm just not a huge fan, but, I've been huge Koepka on board, but I feel like Koepka's kind of drawn this out and played it up a little bit too much. So I'm kind of over the whole thing in general, but, I do think it's great for golf and I get what they're doing. There's a lot of money involved in this social media contract for these guys to play this stuff up. So, I think it'll be great for the game in general.
I agree.
I agree with that. I think one of the more interesting things I'm looking forward to is, from what I hear, Brooks just signed like a full 14 club deal and ball with Strix in Cleveland, which the history of when players do these things is not good. Just ask Bubba how it worked out with Volvic and some of the other guys. When they make big equipment changes, it tends to not work in their advantage. And I think Strickson makes unbelievable irons, which I believe Brooks has been playing. But I'm very curious to see if he actually puts a Cleveland or Strickson driver in the bag. That's going to be really interesting to me. So we'll see if he shows up with that gear or not. And then, yeah, I mean, honestly, these things, I think that it's great for the game, but they almost never live up to the hype. I mean, they're usually pillow fights. You usually don't see a whole lot going on, but hopefully we see some decent golf and we see some birdies.
Yeah, I definitely love the mic'd up parts. I loved when it was Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. It was Tiger in there, and Brady holed out from however far away, and he told Chuck Barkley to suck it. It was one of my favorite. But yeah, I love the Capital One. The matches, they do a really good job. But yeah, what we got ourselves a huge game this weekend. I'm pretty sure all of us, except obviously DC, are Ohio State Buckeye fans. And it's we're playing the team up north, so hopefully we all maybe have some action on it. I'm gonna throw it to Brian. I'm gonna let you go first. By the way, the Zoom call works. You're the guy first.
All right. So are we starting with that game right out the bat?
Yeah, I mean, might as well. What do you think? Give the people what they want.
All right. Well, I can't say that I am the biggest Ohio State fan. My wife went there. I do live in Ohio now, and I probably risk maybe alienating 99% of my clients, except for maybe Josh Miller. I'm going up north, and I'm going to take the points. I'm not buying Ohio State this year. I've not seen enough from them to make me think that they're a top four team. I think that's very overrated in my book. And they're going on the road, and I don't know. I think I don't know if Michigan necessarily gets the upset, but I do think they cover, or they take the 7.5 or 8, depending on where you're betting it. And I think that works out well for them. So I'm looking at 24-21 Ohio State.
Oh, I hate to say it, but I kind of like the pick. JM, that's up to you. What do you agree, or are you going to go the other way?
You know, I agree. So there's a few things, right? Like, you know, one old line that I've always remembered is never bet with your heart. So there's a difference between taking the points and the Buckeyes still winning the game, which I do think happens here. So I think the biggest thing is, let's not forget, this game didn't happen last year, right? Like, had a little COVID cancellation last year. So we got 2 years worth of, you know, Ohio State and Michigan just ready to get back after it and get after each other. Let's not forget Harbaugh's 0-5 against the Buckeyes and 2-13 versus AP top 10 teams. And after the beating that they just took to Michigan State a few weeks ago, I do think that Ohio State's a little bit better of a matchup for them. And I just think that I think they keep it close. I think it's a really good game, but I think they cover the points and Ohio State still comes out with a W.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So we got a couple guys on Michigan. DC, did you happen to also take this game?
Yes, I did. I'm not an Ohio State fan, but one day a year I am. That's against Michigan. Ohio State has the best offense in the country. And a little stat that my guy Justin brought to my attention, they're on pace to be the first team since 2007, when Tulsa did it, to have 3,000-yard receivers and a 1,000-yard rusher. So I can't see Michigan stopping them. I'm going to take Ohio State -8.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. I hate the spread. So I'm going to go ahead and make it a tease. I'm going to take Ohio State down to 1.5, even 2. I can even imagine this being a 2-point game, as crazy as that sounds. But I'm going to tease Ohio State down to -2, and I'm going to pair that with Rutgers. They're at home against Maryland. They're at a pick right now. Graciano, they started out really good, and then it's just been an utter collapse. But I believe this is their last home game this year, and I think they really go out and play. And if I could tease them up to 6 points, I think they keep it close. I'm not really sold on Tungavailoa over there at Maryland at the helm. So I'm going to take Ohio State -1.5 paired with Rutgers +6. That goes to you, Brian.
All right. Well, I guess we'll stay in the Big Ten. I'm not an Ohio State fan, but I am a Wisconsin fan. So I'm going to go with the Badgers here, -6.5. Haven't lost since October 2nd to Michigan. They're going to Minnesota to take back Paul Bunyan's axe. Wisconsin's just a far superior team than Minnesota. And it seems like every year we take the axe. So I'm going to stick with my boys. I like it just under a touchdown here, -6.5.
Okay. JM, what you got, bud?
I'm going to stay in the Big Ten also. I'm going to take number 17, Iowa, on the road at Nebraska, -1. This line opened up actually as Nebraska is a 3.5-point favorite, but news came out today that Adrian Martinez is actually out for the rest of the year with his shoulder injury. He is eligible to come back for a fifth year, so they don't know if that's going to happen. But sophomore Logan Smothers is going to get his first start. He has played in 5 games this year, but I just don't see there's any way that that Iowa doesn't win this game with a backup quarterback starting in Nebraska, even with the game being in Lincoln. So I'm going to take Iowa -1 to beat Nebraska.
Ooh, I love that pick.
Yeah, I feel like Martinez has been there for 10 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can't even imagine that guy coming back for a fifth year. But
my next pick, I'm going to go with the Egg Bowl on Thanksgiving. Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Mississippi State is -1 this game. This game features 2 really good offenses with excellent passing attacks, but I like the balance that Ole Miss brings. They're probably the number one quarterback in the next draft, and they have 3 running backs that have over 500 yards rushing, so I'm going to take them +1 this game.
Okay, so I'm going to do something a little different here on the college episode. I don't usually put more than 1 unit on these games, but I got back-to-back teasers. But on this teaser, I'm super confident. So I'm going to take Bama. They're 19.5-point favorites against Auburn. I'm sorry, they're at Auburn, but Bo Nix, I don't see him doing well against this Alabama team. But the only thing that scares me about that 19.5 is that towards the end of the game, it's gonna look ugly for Auburn. They're not gonna have a chance to win, and Alabama's gonna pull their starters, and Auburn's gonna have a backdoor cover. So I'm gonna take them down to 13.5, and I'm also going to take Michigan State. They're at a pick right now against Penn State. They've had back-to-back just miserable weeks against Purdue, then Ohio State. At a pick against Penn State. Penn State's at home, so they're gonna really be playing tough there at their last home game, but I think Michigan State does keep it close just for pride and dignity's sake. So I'm going to take Michigan State up to 6 points. I'm going to put 3 units on that. I think that's a money cover. So I'm putting the biggest bet in Luck Changers history in front of the 1899 guys. So I'm going to put 3 units on that.
That game is actually at Michigan State.
Oh, even better. Oh yeah.
That's in Lansing. I got that game also.
So do I.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on,
we all do.
Oh, sweet. Baby.
So I'll go since I chimed in first. I'm on Sparty. Perfect. Also. I had the line at -1, but I'm with Nate. I like them in blowout fashion because they got absolutely embarrassed last week by Ohio State on national TV. I think they take the land grant trophy back. I think it's a bounce back win for Mel Tucker and the boys. And I like Sparty a lot in this one. This is probably my favorite bet of the week.
Give me Sparty, baby. I'm hammering Sparty as well. Their only losses have been on the road, which is kind of interesting. They're back home. Penn State's garbage. I mean, you listen to Penn State fans early in this year, and they're all talking like their team is amazing, and they've just gone downhill ever since. I like Sparty at home, whether it's +1, pick them -1. Not sure what line you're getting. I saw +1, but I'll take Sparty by more than a touchdown.
I love it.
Yep, I'm going to have to go the same way. They're going to come out and play pissed off. I'm looking for Kenneth Walker to have over 150 yards rushing this game, so I'm going to go with Michigan State.
What's funny, I wrote down prop bet Kenneth Walker over on the rushing yards. I couldn't find what the number was, but I don't even know that I care what it is because
right.
I think it's going to be over.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I don't think it's out yet, but I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a clean sweep. I mean, you guys went all after. I got a little scared on it, so – Brian, you said you saw it at 1.
I saw it +1. I don't know, -1, +1, somewhere in there.
Interesting. Oh man, if you could get Michigan State at 7, I mean that's all day. But is that back to me then? So yeah. I went to the MAC. I'm an Akron guy, so it's close to my heart. And I got beat last week because I took the Kent State Akron over. That total was at 74, which is wildly high. Kent State did their part, but Akron most certainly did not. Dropping a goose egg, but I'm going to go back to it. Kent State has Miami of Ohio this week, and the total is set at 65. So I know Kent State's going to go out and score the ball, and I think Miami of Ohio is a lot better than Akron is. So I can see a shootout in the MAC this weekend. So I'm going to take that over at 65.
All right. Well, it's about time that we tie this to golf. So I'm gonna tie this, my last two picks, to the flat stick here, and I'm gonna go with bet on I like Ricky Fowler. He's one of my favorite golfers, so why not stick with the Cowboys? I'll take Oklahoma State here, taking on Oklahoma. Oklahoma State -3.5. I've watched Oklahoma a few times this year, and they just do not pass the eye test. I'm not sure what everyone sees in this quarterback at Oklahoma, but I'm not buying it. Same way I'm not buying Baker Mayfield. I'm not buying Oklahoma at all. Give me the Oak State, and give me Ricky Fowler and the boys.
Okay. I love that pick. I saw that 3.5 going Oklahoma State way. I'm like, wow. Okay. That's exactly what I'm looking for in those fishy lines. That's a great pick, Brian.
Thanks.
Well, I hope. All right, Jay, what you got?
I'm going to keep it with an Ohio team that 1% of fans that actually like the Bearcats that Brian was talking about earlier, that he still might have his friends after taking Michigan. I'm going to take the Bearcats to absolutely steamroll East Carolina in Greenville this week. East Carolina has one of the top offenses in the country. They're actually 39th in passing yards and 28th in total yards per game, but their defense literally is like a leaky sieve and they can't stop anybody. And the Bearcats defense is just straight nasty. So I think that the Bearcats definitely slow down their offense, dominate the game. They're looking for some style points in this, right? They're trying to work their way into the college football playoffs. So I think they go out and just absolutely dominate in blowout fashion on the road. I'll take the Bearcats -13.5.
Okay.
My next game, I'm going to go to a Friday afternoon game, Coastal Carolina and South Alabama. The over-under on this is 56. Coastal Carolina's quarterback, Grayson McCall, is back from injury. He put out 5 touchdowns last week. He's going against a veteran from South Alabama who's also coming off an injury. Jake Bentley has been a starting quarterback for 3 presidential terms. He started in South Carolina in 2016 when Obama was in office, and he's still going on his 6th season. Wow. And these two teams combined for 67 points, so I'm going to take the over 56 on this.
Okay, wow, that is a stat.
That is one of the best stats I've ever heard.
That's impressive. 3 of them. Interesting. But with my next pick, I see a game on here that Clemson, I'm not a big Clemson guy. I know they rolled last week. I lost another game to these guys, but they're playing South Carolina. It's a huge rivalry game, and I can't imagine it scoring very many points. DJ Uiagalelei he was one of the Heisman favorites going into the year, and he's just a trash bag. And the over-under set at 43, and I can see this soaring under. Very slow-paced game, slow start. I would take the under total in the first half. I could imagine it's probably around like 20.5, 21.5. I would take that as well. But overall, I'm going to take the under 43 in that Clemson-South Carolina game.
All right, I'm going to finish it off here. I'm taking Notre Dame -16.5 over Tiger Woods' Stanford Cardinal. Let's face it, I think Tiger could probably run that offense better right now on a half a leg than what Stanford's been doing. They're just flat out bad. I mean, they lost the last 3 games combined 128-32. So they're just garbage. I don't even think they really played anybody during those games. So Notre Dame's not great, but you know, they are top 10 in the country. And I think they absolutely steamroll Stanford. So I'll take Notre Dame -16.5.
Okay. I like that. Jam, your last pick.
All right. So I spent two years of my life working in the athletic department for the Marshall Thundering Herd. So I'm going to go to the Conference USA with this pick right here. They got Western Kentucky coming to town. Western Kentucky's won their last 6. Both teams are 7-4. The winner of this game wins Conference USA East to go to the championship. Western Kentucky's on an absolute heater, but I'm taking Marshall to rip their hearts out in the house that Moss and Pennington built.
Yeah,
I'm taking the Herd -1 versus Western Kentucky down in Huntington this weekend.
Moss, the greatest of all time, in my opinion, but that's just a Vikings fan.
Skull.
Yeah, baby, skull.
Yeah, I'm going to finish on a teaser, but that's my first leg. It's going to be a shootout. This by far the highest over-under. It was 75. And Western Kentucky has the nation's leading touchdown passer, and Marshall has the nation's leader touchdown runner. Both of them have pretty bad defenses. So I'm going to tease Western Kentucky a +7 because I think it'll stay within a touchdown. And also a little update, Western Kentucky's wide receiver that we talked about a couple weeks ago, he needs 35 catches to break the record.
This is the last game, right? Oh, unless
yeah, but the if they win, they'll go to the, as you said, they'll go to the championship.
And a bowl game, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Both are bowl eligible already, too.
Yep. Very good chance.
Second leg, my teaser, I got Pitt and Syracuse. Pitt is -13. I'm going to tease them -7. You know I love my guy Sean Tucker, but Syracuse defense is horrible. They've allowed 41 points each of the last two games. They're going against the third highest scoring team in the nation. The only reason I don't want to take that as the -13 is because Tucker.
Okay. All right. So I'm digging your guys' picks. I think we missed one, though. This one's just staring right at me. I'm looking at BetOnline right now because I had initially the Tulsa SMU under, but I'm staying away from that. But I see this LSU Texas A&M game. This game's in Death Valley. The over-under is at 45.5, and I don't even think this game's going to even get close to 45.5. So I'm going to take that under. Big over-under guy. So to close it out, I'm going to take Texas A&M LSU under 45.5. Boys, so I appreciate you guys being on. What do you think? You guys got 5-0s?
I always feel like I'm 5-0 when I first pick my games, right? I think we all do. Yeah. And then you're like, God, what was I thinking?
Agreed. I don't want to put another wager on anything or anything, but we do have 5 picks each. We could do between me and D-Says versus you twos. I know it's on the spot, but we could throw some DM suggestions out there if we want to put another wager. We got a lot to pay off next year. We could just have a Luck Changers 1899 2022.
Think you have to put some kind of action on it.
I know it's out of nowhere. We could definitely keep it going in the DMs and post it on social media whenever we get this episode out. But if you guys are interested, I'm going 5-0.
Yeah, we'll take our 10 wins and put them up against whatever you guys think you can put up. I also like it that you both have teasers, which from my experience, they never seem to work out very well. So yeah, we'll 1899 verse total wins.
Perfect. I
just
love
confirm
it.
And a push on a tease is you're done, right?
Yeah, we'll count a push as a loss. Well, which it technically is, but it just depends on who you are as far as the grading system. But yeah. Teaser push is a loss, and we'll go into details later about the punishment. So, with all that being said, do you guys got anything else? Any shout outs? Anything to say?
I got a trivia question for you.
Oh, bring it.
Let's hear it.
So Harbaugh is the second coach in the Ohio State Michigan rivalry to start out 0-5. Do you know who the last one is?
Was it Hoke or who was it?
Was it Lloyd Carr?
Nope. So it was actually Brian, you got a guess?
I don't.
It's actually John Cooper for the Ohio State Buckeyes. His record was actually 0-5-1. He was actually the head coach of the Ohio State team that was the last Michigan-Ohio State tie in 1992. They tied.
Oh, I thought you meant Michigan coach.
No,
oh,
from either team.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I still would have said Hoke.
Yeah.
All right, I like it. So 1899 trivia 1, LCP 0. We'll throw that on there. But I appreciate you guys taking the time out of your day. I know you guys have a huge busy schedule, especially with the weather going away. Quick shout out 1899. The weather's getting bad. It's perfect time to go out there, swing your clubs, stay in shape, keep that swing ready. They got an indoor course, and it's the coolest facility we've been to. We can't wait to go back. We might have an LCP day here soon at 1899. Just overall, we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for being on.
Thanks, boys.
Have a good one.
Right on. So, IO.
I got one thing. Just, you know, I love my stats. So, Central Michigan's running back, Lou Nichols, he leads the nation rushing right now. And if he finishes number one, he'll be the first MAC running back since 2006, Garrett Wolf, to lead the nation. Wow. And he would be the first non-Northern Illinois MAC running back to lead. They actually have three, which is tied for third all-time among schools.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought Garrett Wolf, Patterson pretty good, too.
I used to – when I was in college was when Garrett Wolf was at Northern Illinois, and I used to absolutely dominate people with Northern Illinois in NCAA football.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he was,
that was fun.
He was ridiculous. He was insane. Dude. Yeah.
Great.
That's a
memory.
Great stat.
Wow, yeah. that pulled something out of your memory bank.
It
there,
did, Spiel. Too. I love that. That's hilarious that he mentioned that. Who,
that's awesome.
Who you guys like for Heisman? Such a weird year.
CJ, I think CJ, I mean, he just, after last week.
I would say the same, but Bryce was in the lead, and he threw for a school record in yards.
Yeah, and I think this week, between those two, depending on, I don't know, it should be fun. I love it, though. But, all right, I'll just do the quick outro. For your host, Nate, co-host D-Say, the 1899 guys, Brian and Spiel, we are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Peace out.
See you guys.
I'm out of here.